This is Akashvani. The news read by Anuja Kumar. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that the whole world is attracted by the capability of the Indian youth. He said that today, most world leaders expect the Indian youth, the skilled manpower, to work in their countries. Addressing a program marking the 200th anniversary celebrations of Sri Swami Narayan Mandir in Vadtal, Gujarat, through video conferencing this morning, Mr. Modi said that the global demand for our youth is going to increase further. He added that the youth should be empowered by a developed India, and skilled youth will become the country's biggest strength.
भगवान श्री स्वामीनारायण ने हमें बताया है कि बड़े लक्ष्य कठोर तप से हासिल होते हैं उन्होंने हमें बताया राष्ट्र को निर्णायक दिशा दिखाने की क्षमता युवा मन में होती है उन्होंने हमें सिखाया कि युवा राष्ट्र का निर्माण कर सकते हैं और करेंगे इसके लिए हमें सशक्त समर्थ और शिक्षित युवाओं का निर्माण करना होगा विकसित भारत के लिए हमारे युवा सशक्त होने चाहिए स्किल्ड युवा हमारी सबसे बड़ी ताकत बनेंगे
The Prime Minister expressed his happiness that the government has issued a 200 rupee silver coin and a commemorative stamp to mark the occasion. He said that people have kept alive the spiritual consciousness of the Vadtal Dham established by Lord Swaminarayan 200 years ago. He added that this occasion is a proof of the eternal flow of Indian culture for the people. Justice Sanjeev Khanna today took oath as the 51st Chief Justice of India. President Draupadi Murmu administered the oath of office to Justice Khanna at a ceremony at Rashtrapati Bhavan. Justice Sanjeev Khanna succeeds Justice D.Y. Chandrachud, who demitted office yesterday. Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar, Prime Minister Narendra Modi, several union ministers and judges of the Supreme Court attended the ceremony among others. In Jharkhand, campaigning for the first phase of assembly elections will end this evening. Polling in this phase will be held in 43 constituencies on Wednesday. Our correspondent reports that star campaigners of both the NDA and the INDIA bloc are making last-ditch efforts to woo the voters in favour of their party candidates. Prime Minister Narendra Modi is scheduled to address BJP party workers of Jharkhand at 12:30 p.m. in Mera Booth Sabse Mazboot program through video conferencing. Senior BJP leaders Amit Shah and Yogi Adityanath will hold rallies in support of the BJP and alliance candidates at various places today. Congress President Mallikarjun Kharge will hold two election rallies. State Chief Minister and senior JMM leader Hemant Soren will address election meetings at four places. Film star Mithun Chakravarti is also scheduled to address rally in favour of BJP candidate Babulal Soren in Ghatshila Assembly constituency. Leader of RJD and AJSU and left parties will also hold election meetings in different parts of the state. In Assam, the campaigning for the by-polls to the five assembly seats will conclude this evening. A total of 34 candidates are in the fray. Several senior leaders are making last-ditch efforts to woo the voters today through public rallies and gatherings. In Jammu and Kashmir, the security forces continued their search operation in the dense forests of Keshwan and adjoining areas of Kishtwar district today, a day after an army officer died in a gunfight with the terrorists holed up in the area. The security personnel have been scouring the forest for over 4 days, looking for the terrorists who abducted and killed two village defense guards last Thursday. U.S. President-elect Donald Trump and Russian President Vladimir Putin held a telephonic conversation recently. Mr. Trump urged the Russian president to avoid any escalation in the ongoing conflict in Ukraine. Mr. Trump expressed an interest in fostering further discussions with Moscow to de-escalate tensions and resolve the 2.5-year-long conflict. Prime Minister Narendra Modi paid tribute to Acharya J.B. Kripalani on his birth anniversary today. In a social media post, the Prime Minister said that Acharya Kripalani was a towering figure in India's freedom struggle and an embodiment of intellect, integrity and courage. And with that, we end this news bulletin.